This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I've got one thing to say to you. Get on the damn phones. If not after last night, then when? Bills Mafia, Eagle fan, now is the time to call. Yeah. We have opened the entire program up for you. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I've set it up accordingly. The two interviews do not start until the middle of the program, which means the entire first half of the program is wide bleeping open for two fan bases that deserve it as much as any. The Bills Mafia, Eagle fan, two of my favorite fan bases of all time, coming off of last night. As amazing as your respective teams looked, how can you not be on the phone already? How is it that I don't walk into this studio and see the lines already lit with the Mafia and with the Eagle fan? I understand you're probably nursing a pretty wicked hangover. I understand you're probably still drunk. What does it matter? I understand a couple of you may be in jail. Aren't you allowed one call? Use it. Call me. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Yes, I have lots of thoughts on what I saw last night, but you don't need me. You don't need my thoughts. You don't need my reaction. You saw the game. You may have been at the game. You're feeling it. Mafia, Eagle fan, where are you? If not today, then when? 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing. We are wide open until the middle of the program. No interviews and nothing else. I'm leading with those two things. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, go ahead. I would prefer a phone call, but if you want to hit me up on Twitter, do it at Jim Rome. And yes, I'm still taking emails, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So the interviews are as follows, coming up at 10:40. Sam Burns, PGA Tour golfer. He's had a big year, really big year. So we'll have that in the middle of hour number two. Coming up in the final segment, there you go. Phone lines ringing now. That's what I like to see. Now all you have to do is be good enough to get on the air. Remember, just calling does not get you on the air. I need you to come strong. I need you to make it better. Either make it better or make it so much worse. Whatever you do, don't bring me a C. Give me an A, give me an F. Make it better or make it so much worse. And then you'll get on the air. Also today, one of the heroes of Arizona's comeback on Vegas, Byron Murphy Jr. He finished that game with that scoop and house job in OT. So Sam Burns and Byron Murphy Jr., those are my two guests. You've got your telephone number. You've got to get through Tommy the EP and get up on the air. All right, let's do it. Bills Mafia. I mean, yo, Mafia. Yo. Holy crap. Yo, Buffalo.
Yo.
Let's go, Buffalo. How good is this? Seriously, has it ever been better than this? And if so, when? In case it's not incredibly obvious to everybody by now, the Buffalo Bills are a freaking juggernaut. The Super Bowl favorites are an air show. They're a can of the proverbial whoop-ass. The quarterback is a freak, a dog. They're hungry as hell. They're officially off to one of the most impressive 2-0 starts I've ever seen. Buffalo has not just curb-stomped two teams by a combined score of 72-17 to start the year. Those two teams were the defending champs and the reigning AFC number one seed. You know what they say, good teams win, great teams cover, and freaking juggernauts make everybody else look like straight garbage, no matter who you are. And right now, if you are going to line up opposite of the Bills, you probably are going to end up looking like complete ass.
Serial ass.
This is what the Bills did to future Colts quarterback Ryan Tannehill last night. 11 of 20, 117 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. And then they knocked him the hell out of the game with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Tannehill moving from left to right.
looking to throw. Passes intercepted by Matt Milano. Along the numbers of the near side. Inside the 20, the 15, the 10. Into the end zone. A pick six for 39 yards. It's all Buffalo Bills. They lead it 40-7 here in the third quarter.
Westwood won on that call. I mean, that was it. Tannehill was on his back and asleep on the canvas after that. And that game was already over long before that. And suddenly the rookie, Malik Willis, was under center just seven quarters into the Titans season. Definitely not the way that anybody in Tennessee drew that up. But then again, nobody in Tennessee expected to lose to the Giants and then get their skulls caved in on Monday Night Football by the Bills. But that doesn't mean the last night was surprising, because it wasn't at all. Buffalo is on another level. I'll be honest, I was doing a little Monday chasing. I had already hit them. The number was already 10. I hit them again. I hit them again before the game. And the big head said, Hope that's an omen, boss. I said, it probably is. And if I'm doing it, it may not be the right thing. It was the right thing, and it felt good. It felt good. They're on another level. They're not just playing like these Super Bowl favorites. They are playing like the overwhelming Super Bowl favorites. And the quarterback is not just a freak. He's a freak with a freakish connection with one Stephon bleeping Diggs. That's right. I am not burying the lead here. I'm just saving the best for last. And the best connection in the NFL right now is Allen to Diggs. These two dudes are insane. I mean, incredible. The connection was even more productive last night than the entire Titans receiving core. Titans receivers went for 11 and 123 collectively, combined. All of them combined. All the receivers for Tennessee, 11 receptions, 123 yards. My man Diggs popped off for 12 and 148 by himself. He hit the end zone not once, not twice, but three times.
Allen running to his left, sets up and throws to his right. Pass is complete. Diggs is open in the end zone. Touchdown, Bills. Throws to the end zone. He's got Diggs. Diving catch. Touchdown, Bills. 46 yards to Stephon Diggs. Allen zips it to Diggs on a slant. And it's a touchdown, Buffalo. His third of the night. It's 33-7, Buffalo.
I mean, this dude right now is just unstoppable. He's unguardable. There's nothing you can do about him. Last night, he became the first player since my main dude, Steve Smith, to start a season with 250-plus receiving yards and four TDs in the first two games of the season. And how is this guy doing this? How is this guy even better now than he's ever been? What's going on? How is this happening? Josh Allen had a very simple answer to that question. Answer being, he's Stephon Diggs.
He is what he is. It's Stephon Diggs. You know, we know he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, you know, receiver in the game right now. And I trust him implicitly. Love that guy. He works his tail off.
It's pretty hard to dispute that. That, quote, implicit trust is the key here. Earlier this month, Diggs was in the jungle describing how he built that trust and that next level chemistry with his freak show quarterback.
I feel like it's good. I feel like it's something that we had to work at, something we had to build off of. It hasn't been easy at all, in no means, but it's definitely been a process that I've admired, like his success and his growth as a player, and just kind of like trying to keep that good thing going. All I want to do is continue to get better. So it's a constant effort for me and the people around me to just kind of keep making him the best quarterback he can be.
When you look at his game and what he brings to it, you know, tangibly, physically, and even just kind of his grit and his heart, when you look at him and his game, what do you admire most about it?
He's a dog. That's what I admire first. He's a dog. As a quarterback, you got a dog at the helm, a guy that's running the show, a guy that's putting in the time, a guy that's giving it everything you got. It's easy for me to want to run through a wall for my quarterback. It's easy for me to say, man, I need to be on my job. I need to be doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. So that's why.
That was Diggs on this show recently, so now you see why you've got that connection. You have two guys who are better at their jobs than arguably anybody right now in the league, and they're connected. That is dangerous. That is really dangerous. But as money as Allen to Diggs was last night, the Titans were just the opposite. Last night was a brutal night for Tennessee. And to be clear, you know this. If you know anything about the program and you know anything about me, this is a big, big Tennessee Titans house. Always has been. This is a big, big Mike Vrabel house. Always has been. I believe in them. I believe in him. I still believe in them, and I still believe in him. However, losing to the G-men and then getting cold-cocked by the Bills with the entire nation watching is not a good look. And by not a good look, I mean a pretty terrible look. You know, I thought Derrick Henry also, when you saw him warming up and you saw the way he looked and the energy he was throwing off, I thought, you know what, this guy might be back. Officially back. Then what happens? 13 carries, 25 yards. That does not exactly inspire confidence. In fact, it does the opposite. Tennessee was pretty revolting last night. Speaking of revolting, why don't we get into a few more revolting things from last night? The play on the field from the Titans, pretty revolting. But maybe not as revolting as what happened on the MNF broadcast. And listen, I am only playing the following clip once, and I'm only doing it for two reasons. Number one, because I know you clones, and I know you better than you know yourselves, and I know you clones will email me and tweet this at me all morning. In fact, all week. In fact, all year. In fact, until they put me in the ground. I know you. I know what you do. The same might be said for the big head, James Kelly. I know him. I know what he's about. And I know that the big head is not going to stop asking for it either. Because he is essentially just a clone. A paid clone. A clone on my staff. And if you know anything about that big head, you know flatulence is effectively his entire brand. Well, not entirely. He's known for his obsession with that, like any fifth grader. And with murdering the English language. He's known for those two things. So why don't we just get this out of the way right off the jump and be done with it? Yes, Dan Orlovsky appeared to go all Wendy Williams with it last night. And no, I do not want to say anything more about it than that.
Now, the big change is the commitment to...
There you go. There you go. I've done it. There you go, head. Hope you're happy. There you go, clones. Hope you're happy. Just all of you need to know, I'm not. I'm not, and I know the suits who scratch our checks, head, you and me, they're not either. But as long as you're happy, James Kelly, hell. You know what? If we're going to do the sneeze fart, I guess we may as well just play the burp fart. You know, like Vaughn himself said, F it, burn it all.
I apologize.
Bruh, burn it all.
Bruh, we just did. The thing is, as much as I hate it, it is kind of fitting. Because that sums up the Titans' performance last night and the Heads' performance against the spread this week. Hey, Mafia. I don't care how hungover you are right now. I don't care if you're still drunk from last night right now. Get up in here. Tell me how the hell you're living, because from where I'm sitting, I don't see how it gets any better than this. Oh, and there's more. You want to talk about revolting. As far as revolting, as far as seeing, but seeing and being unable to unsee something... Did you check out? I'm going to stop right now. I interrupt. Breaking news. James Kelly is in. James Kelly, who has worked on this show for more than 10 years, just hit me with, and I quote, best open in years. As I said, James, I'm glad you're having fun. Do I look like I'm having fun? Because I'm not. All right. So in addition to that being revolting, and in terms of seeing something you can never unsee, Bills Mafia, nobody is more amazed and mesmerized by your act than me. But The best thing of all is that you bring new things to the act, or parts of the act that I have not seen before. Things like this. Riddle me this, Mafia. Showering a dude in ketchup and mustard. Is this a new thing? Or has this always been a thing? If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, it's insane. Look at that dude. Look at him. There's a dude out there in a white tee getting absolutely showered and doused with ketchup and mustard. Like, we all know about the table slams. We all know about the dongas on the field. But what's Robert posing Donga. A guy off in Heinz and French's got to do with anything at all? Again, if you didn't see that, let me just paint the picture for you really quickly. Like they painted him with condiments. You got a Bills fan in a plain white tee just standing there. And you have all these other Bills fans on top of a van just spraying this cat with ketchup and mustard. Like emptying the bottle on this guy. And I don't mean like, you know, you step on a little ketchup packet and it squirts out and hits a guy in the leg. That's always funny. I mean, full on dousing this guy. It's like that old horror movie, Carrie. Hate to date myself, but remember that? Instead of the prom queen dripping in blood, where buckets of blood came out of the rafters, it's a Bills fan in a mixture of red and yellow. Buckets of ketchup, buckets of mustard, freaking gross. Revolting. Like, I wonder if Josh Allen's in the huddle. If Josh Allen is in the huddle saying, yo, everybody, shut up. Let's do this. You know, not just for Jim Kelly and Marv Levy and all the others. Cornelius, Andre Reed. Not for all these guys. Not even just for the city of Buffalo. But for that dude drenched in condiments. What, you guys couldn't just drop a vat of relish over this guy's head? Some ranch? I can't wait for the next tailgate. Let me ask you this. I mean, hey, dude, whoever you are, legend, props. But I have to ask you, it's amazing in the moment, but did you then have a plan for after the fact? What was the plan for later on? What do you do then? Are you going to walk around and go find a gigantic hot dog bun to lie down in? Did you bring a change of clothes? Did you bring a change of clothes, or do you just kind of walk out and wait for somebody to hit you with a garden hose? Or do you man up and you just kind of wash it off in the stadium head? Or are you not a real member of the Bills Mafia unless you just walk it off and go right to your seat and rock it like a badge of honor and then talk junk to the Titans while you're crusted in mustard and ketchup? And why stop there? Why not roll into the office the next day in the same exact fit so all your coworkers know you're the guy? You're the guy. And then coworkers can run up on you and dip their French fries on you. Mafia is the best. My man is a human condiment. Yo, condiment guy, stop moving. Let me dip my pretzel in your hair. What, dude? I'm not looking for you to have a chip on your shoulder, but where's the nacho cheese on your shoulder? Nacho Supreme. What a night. Buffalo, what a night. Where the hell are you? 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Eagle fan, no disrespect. On any other night, you know I lead with you. You know I lead with you with the same intensity and the same energy. And yes, I would put you eating horse crap sandos and climbing greased up light posts up against that dude getting condimented to death. On any other night, you lead. But you got to give it to Buffalo. They were the team to beat when the season started, and they're playing even better than that. So they get the lead today. can only happen on a doubleheader night, but you'll get yours. You will get your respect. You will get your run. You will get your national run. Hey, all of you, Eagle fan, Mafia, this is an international platform that I'm giving to you. Use it. Talk about your team. Talk all the junk you want. Talk about what last night meant to you. Talk about how much all this means to you. Talk about how freaking good life is right now. Talk about anything you want. 1-800-636-8686. I love it. I'm so pumped. The NFL is so much better when the Bills and the Eagles are both good, because the NFL is so much better when the Mafia and Condiment Guy, whoever the hell he is, and Philly fan are out doing what they do. In addition to that, I want to talk about the Steelers backing up, going the opposite way, and if possible, Mitchell Trubisky has regressed. He's gotten even worse. Already calls for a quarterback change. Yeah, that'd be fine, except that Mike Tomlin was already on record as saying, yeah, we're not playing the kid. We're not playing the first rounder this year. That's not how that goes. Yeah, we're not going to play the first rounder this year, or we'll play him in week three. He won't, but they should, if you ask me. I want to talk about what's going on with Tampa Bay. You know, they're fine. They're 2-0, but man, there is some weird stuff. Weird, weird stuff going on with the Bucs. And I don't just mean Tommy's face, although that's weird. That dude looks more like a vampire than the vampire across the glass. Am I right? Sorry, Tommy. He does. You're right, Tommy. He look, the Tommy here does not look like half the vamp that the Tommy over there does now. Like, bro, your face, do whatever you want to it, but what did you do to your face? And that tablet. I don't really know why this guy was so pissed. I can give you probably half a dozen theories as to why he was so pissed on the sideline. But why don't we get into that? Responsibly. But why don't we get into that? 1-800-636-8686. I can't be any more clear about this than I am right now. We don't have guests until the second half of the program. That's by design. I set it up like that so you could get in here based on what we saw last night. Or anything over the weekend. Hit me up. It's toll free. You got that number. All you have to do is get through Tommy to get to me to get on the air. And that vamp is very agreeable. And he's an Ivy Leaguer. And he's pulling for you. He's looking for a reason to get you on the air. Make sure you give him one. All right. So quick question. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? Of course, there is something to be said for a family business, which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. I get that. I grew up in a family business. I know what it means to them. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. That's a mistake a lot of you make. You think that beef jerky is beef jerky. Bad take. Could not be more wrong. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality you're buying right through their iconic Clearview packages. That's why they set it up like that, so you can see exactly what you're buying. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and it comes in four amazing flavors. Personally, I bounce back and forth between the four. I like them all equally. If you're not sure which one, just grab and go with one of each in the 4-ounce bag. If you know exactly what you want, load it up with an 18-ounce bag. If you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
The only thing more annoying, not really annoying because there's nothing annoying about her. He's very annoying. But I will say the only thing more unbelievable. Okay, how about this? The only thing more unbelievable than James Kelly is annoying is XR4TI or Cindy saying to me, and I quote, James beat me to it. I agree. quote, best open ever. All right. To be fair, Cindy, I made a mistake. He said best open in years. However, I don't think you made a mistake when you said that. Cindy, what is that? Cindy. Are you team James Kelly or are you team flatulence? War Lady Clones? The hell is going on up in here? I expect that from James Kelly, but not from Cindy.
Flatulence.
Incredible. A good cigar is a reward. Hey, don't hang up. Do not hang up. I've got phone lines that are lit, and it feels great because it's the Bills lit. Were lit. The Eagles were lit.
It's lit.
A good cigar is a reward. It is a tradition at Famous Smoke Shop. They know all about it. Great cigars have been their family business since 1939, American-owned and independent. Famous Smoke is your neighborhood cigar shop, no matter where your neighborhood is. With an enormous selection of over 1,000 brands to choose from, at Famous Smoke Shop, you will find amazing deals on everyday cigars, highly rated classics, cigar boxes, samplers, and more, all under one roof, all at discount prices. And don't forget, every cigar is backed by their 30-day freshness guarantee, so your cigars arrive fresh or you get your money back. That's why Famous Smoke was named the best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. That's why I buy my cigars there. And remember, you do not have to be famous to smoke their cigars. To save $10 off your purchase of $50, go to famous-smoke.com. Famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 or text ROME10 to 511-511. Get your favorite cigars delivered fast, including Romeo, Acid, Macanudo, and more. Text ROME and the number 10 to 511-511 or go to famous-smoke.com today. You may receive up to one additional text. Text fees may apply. Text stop to opt out. I'm telling you. So she answered the question. I said, Cindy, the hell is going on? Are you team James Kelly or team flatulence? Her response was, and I quote, both. Yeah, but both are all wrong, Cindy. I mean, I respect that you are your own person. You're a great business person. You're an amazing member of the XR4TI. You're entitled to your own opinion. But those are two bad opinions. Bad takes. I mean, like, I know you're better than that. How about Jalen Hurts? How about him stepping up? I will get there. Eagle fan, I will get there again. No disrespect intended. Normally when I say, or when anybody says, no disrespect intended, but somebody is going to get disrespected. When I say that, I mean that. No disrespect intended. I would have started with you on any other day. But Buffalo, well, they're the Bills. They're the favorites. They played first, and they were unbelievable. But so were you. So are the Eagles. Really quickly, do not hang up. I love it. The phone lines are lit. It's beautiful. Really quickly, and maybe Total Big E writes, Bills traditions, dongs on the field, Pinto Ron getting wrecked by condiments, bowling ball shots, pizza made in a file cabinet. Maybe a Bills fan had thrown some condiments at Alvy 10 years ago, he wouldn't need a school bus to take his family to Javier's. Trevor in Toronto. Condiments, not condoms. They didn't load that old guy up with rubbers. It was ketchup and mustard. The word is condiment.
Rubadonga.
Not condoms. Nice try, Trevor. All right, so here comes the background. Romy, condiment guy is known as Pinto Ron because he would make burgers and dogs and barbecue on the hood of a beat-up 1984 Pinto. He's been doing that shtick since the early 90s. He does that at all home games and even some away games. Nobody does it like the Mafia, baby. Wayne in Raleigh, Bill's Mafia Don Carolinas. It's true. Nobody does it like the Mafia. I'm not saying nobody does it better. Yeah, actually, I am saying that. Nobody does it better. I'm not saying the Mafia does it better than everybody else. I'm saying that nobody does it better than the Mafia. But I'll stand by this. Nobody does it like the Mafia. That is a fact. Nobody. Rich writes, Van Smack, last night's end games were your Super Bowl preview in two parts. Bills, Eagles are two freight trains barreling to the big game, and little will stop them. Adjust your odds on big head bets and get the money in now. Hey, Rich, I'll make you a deal. I don't tell you how to do your job. You don't tell me how to do my job. I don't tell you what to bet on. You don't tell me what to bet on. Actually, go ahead and tell me what to bet on, because I've said it. If you want to fade us, you go right ahead. Hey, listen, there are worse takes. It's not an original thought. I mean, everybody was saying it this morning. Super Bowl preview, Super Bowl preview. You know, that doesn't make you smart or original, but it does mean you're wrong. That might be it. Now, I would say in the NFC, and it seems weird to say it, but since Trey Lance went down, I'm going to say the Niners are very much in the hunt. And that seems weird to say, but Jimmy G's gotten them there before, and they're loaded too. They're loaded. Philly is loaded. I wouldn't give up on Tampa Bay, not with that defense. That defense is next level. There's something really weird going on with the Bucs, and there's something really weird going on with TB45, and there's something really weird going on with TB45's face, and there's something really weird going on with BA being on the sideline. But with that defense, they're a factor. I would not be giving up on the Green Bay Packers. They're going to be a factor. The Eagles absolutely are a factor. But I would not just assume that this is a collision course and these are our two Super Bowl participants. In the AFC, you've got other dangerous teams still yet. Kansas City, still very much a factor. I'm going to say the Chargers are a factor, but Justin Herbert's jacked up ribs concern me a little bit right now. More than a little bit right now. And you know me, I love Miami. I'm not saying that they're a threat to Buffalo per se. I'm just saying I love Miami. I love Miami. Justin in Albany writes, Brady looks like Christian Bale from that movie where he made himself anorexic. I think you've seen the picture I'm talking about, right? The picture that went viral. Like, dude's like this. Like, he got injections. I don't mind people injecting their face. Like, I'm a native Southern California. This is, like we do this from a very early age. I can remember kids getting Botox when they were, like, three. No, anyway, I mean, that's fine, but, like, dude. It's one thing to have, quote, the life sucked out of you. My man's getting his entire face sucked out of him. Have you seen that picture? Like, it's one thing to get, like, chin implants. It's another to get both of your cheeks removed. It's a strange look. I mean, to each their own. As always, I would say to you, I don't want you telling me how to spend my money, so I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. I don't want you telling me what to do with my face, so I'm not going to tell him what to do with his face, even though he must have gone to the doctor and said, take half my face. It's just weird. But, they're 2-0, right? Jake from NYC writes, message to Cindy. Like the Robert Ross Dasmati famously said, you either quit a great stylist, or work long enough to become a clone. Huh? Is that what he said? Cindy just has a gear that I didn't know she had. Great XR4Ti-ist. She's not only the stylist on the program, but whenever something goes down and one of the XR4Ti-ers can't make it in or they pull a Ritt or an Alvy or whatever, she's there. Like, she can do any of their jobs almost as well as they can. I know she can do Ritt's job better than he can. Nobody can do Alvy's job. But Cindy would try. Cindy's just one of those people who's like, whatever it is, even if she's never done it before, she just jumps right in like, I can do that. I can figure that out. Cindy climbed Mount Kilimanjaro this year. Like, she's that breed. So when she says best open ever and the open is based on flatulence, that's weird to me. Jamie or James Kelly, I expect that from, but not Cindy. Cindy, I don't even know you anymore. All right, when we come back, don't hang up. Guaranteed phone calls. guaranteed phone calls. I've set it up. And Eagle fan, I've got lots of thoughts on what I saw from your team last night, and especially your QB1. Dude was a stud again. Let's get you a sports update. Here you go.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I am Jim Rome. I'm fired up. Can't you tell? Phone call coming up in about a minute or less. I want to reiterate something that Andrew Bogus had. In case you missed the update, you may have missed this, but Buffalo Bills PR tweets, Dane Jackson was transported last night to ECMC, underwent various tests which determined there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. He was released from the hospital. He is undergoing further evaluation today. So potentially very good news there. That was a really, really scary moment last night. At SA Sports Honk, quote, take half of my face. Sincerely, Bobby Petrino to the pavement. Get that and apparently TB45 to his plastic surgeon. Maybe that's part of the TB12 method. You lose half your face. I don't know. I'm just responding to that one pic that's viral that I think all of you have seen. Just weird. Let's go to the phones. All right, so I've not yet gotten to my full breakdown of Philadelphia last night and how impressed I was with what I saw from everybody on both sides, and especially your QB1, Jalen Hurts, but I can't wait. I've got to go to the phones, and Philly fan is blowing it up. Let's go to Philadelphia. Jerry in Philly, you are first. Jerry, what's going on? How are you?
Good, good. Long-time listener, first-time caller, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Love it.
Hey, We all have been doubting Jalen Hurts, not me, but lots of people have, and that did not surprise me at all last night. What surprised me, my biggest take from last night was Darius slay the dragon, and the dragon, we know who he was, Justin Jefferson. 6 catches for under 50. If Slay can do that to Diggs and the Bills Mafia, get ready, order your ribeyes, slice them real thin, fry up them onions, slop on that freaking cheese whiz, sit back, and savor that sandwich as the Eagles are ready to soar.
My man, Rakim, I love Eagle fan. That is so good. If Philadelphia being good is good for the NFL, if Eagle fan being either ecstatic or furious is good for the NFL, Eagle fan being ecstatic or furious is great for this show. I love it. I love Philly getting up in here. Listen, I'm going to say yes and no. I love Jalen Hurts. I love everything about this guy, except I'm not going to sit here and say that I didn't have my questions about whether or not he could beat teams consistently with his arm in the NFL. I'm going to get there. Everything else about this guy is just off the charts. We know his athleticism. We know he can beat you with his legs. We know this guy's character is just crazy, off the charts. We know the kind of heart. We know what kind of teammate he is. We know this guy's ability to battle back from adversity. Like, in terms of intangibles, this guy's as good as it gets. Awesome. Work ethic, grind, ambition, dealing with a bad hand being dealt. Like, he's handled everything. The question just was a matter of, could he beat teams consistently on Sundays with his arm? Did he have that kind of arm talent? And I wasn't sure. I'll admit that. I was not sure. I love the guy personally. However, you don't hear me bringing that up anymore. I will get into it in full. But this guy looks absolutely awesome. Not only does he look like a guy that can beat you with his arm, suddenly he looks like a guy that can make pretty much every throw. That good. Sure, it's 2 games. I know who they beat. But man, he looked great. He looked great. As far as Slay, how do you ever doubt Slay? Darius Slay?
Early and often.
Oh, man, I love Slay. And Justin Jefferson is a beast. But I'm not surprised that Slay got the better of him. Slay is one of the best in the business.
Slay all day.
Slay all day. I love Darius Slay. Nothing Slay does or says will ever surprise me. And sure, even the best get beat but the best comeback, the best bounce back. I love Slay. Great matchup last night. Let's quickly go to New England. I like that too. Matt in New England. What's going on, Matt? How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing?
Great, dude. Great.
Hey, longtime listener, first time caller. And I've been a Patriots fan since I was a young kid back in the early 70s. And I always like a winner. As I say, I'm a Brady fan. But, you know, when competition, good football is always good to watch. And what I watched last night with Buffalo was off the charts. And Josh Allen, he doesn't have a cannon. He's got a howitzer. This guy could thread the needle. The speed that Buffalo has is, I saw a little bit of that in Miami when they played New England. Just the tempo of the game with Miami was incredible. And what Buffalo did was just off the charts. And I think they're head and toes above everybody else in the league right now. Josh Allen, clearly, I think, is the quarterback right now. Just so impressed with him. And best of luck to Buffalo.
Classy. Really classy. Matt, nice job. That's a Patriot fan saying, hey, listen, you know, competition is competition, but I love good football. And what I saw last night, this is a Patriot fan now, saying what I saw last night was really impressive, and I got to tip my hat. I don't even know where to start with Josh Allen. It's not like there's anything you could say about this guy that hasn't already been said, but I have to say there were so many moments last night where I was like, holy ish. Dude, this dude's got a hose. Like, the throws that this guy makes are amazing, even for Josh Allen. Like, he's still going next level. There's still another gear for this guy. Now, I will say there are moments where it makes me a little nervous when he tucks and runs. But I think that already he knows. He's smart enough to pick his spots. Granted, you want him picking his spots in January and February. But you can't dial that guy back in that sense. Like, you want him to be smart and not take any unnecessary risks. But this is what makes this guy. And like Stephon Diggs, when I had him on, you ask any of his teammates, when you see this guy, what do you think? They all said the same thing. He's a dog, dude. He's a dog. A 6'5" guy with a cannon who can get out in space and make plays with his legs. I mean, dude, I've never seen anything like this guy. I mean, Cam Newton, but better. Stay tuned. Open phones to start hour number two. Don't go anywhere.